Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know.
Double O, W, double E, ooh-wee. Looking for the sweetest hit. Well, we got the recipe. Been patient waiting for someone to show you. So we gon' show you how. We gon' break it down. We gon' break it down.
Oh man, hey, Al, they should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
Yeah. I got 10. If I go to one event, I got like 5, 6 people, you know, booking it, blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale, like I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But hey. I spoke.
You are a real artist.
I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what, cuz? I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I'm blown away.
I told God I would be faithful about the spirit that he gave me, and he wouldn't let me release it for some time, but if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Dad. They say, Cisco. They say, Cisco. Three times. And I make sure I don't do no physical harm to them. I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
Okay. I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all.
See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, we are Kentucky Girl, the one you heard about. We fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles, too. We are Kentucky Girl, so who the hell are you?
Oh, so, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron L., who is one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls Jip Jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything, and, I don't want to call him his real name. Chance has come a long way, and his music
thank you,
is...
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, T-A-Z, host the show, man.
Good evening, Saturday night. I never do them on Saturday nights, so I do them on Thursday. This is a special show night. I'm T-A-Z, this is A-T-A-Z-T on Blog Talk Radio. I know there's Artis Baker is in the house. Also, Raymond Sanders is in the house. Area code 818-818. Identify yourself.
And I'm Shalay. DJ Don't Touch and Trim.
What's up, Shalay? And also, Keisha or Zero, I know who that is, but I want him to go on and say his name anyway.
You know this is me. You know this is me, Taz. This is Ant-Man. You know that. You know that's right.
What's up? What's up? I got some of the people that's out of the ICC Facebook website, the Independent Creators Connection. I want Artis Baker. I know he's in here to actually describe what was the purpose for this this group that you set up on Facebook, bro.
Well, first of all, let me say hello, everybody. It's a pleasure to finally talk to a lot of you for the first time. And actually, the purpose of the group is simply just to unite independent artists in a medium where we can all get together and share, you know, what we enjoy, which is creating art and, you know, by whatever way you enjoy doing that. And so we created the website last May, and as you know, it's grown over to over 2,000 members. I'm sorry, not the website, but that was actual Facebook group. I just created a website a couple of months ago. But it's really a pleasure to work with everybody, so I'm so happy about this.
And it's a cool concept. When Ant was telling me about it, and then I found out through Raymond, of course, because I work with Raymond as far as doing my comic book, I was like, okay, I'll join in. And then as time progressed, there's a lot of talented folks in there. I mean, serious. Every time I look, I go, wow, I like that. Wow, I like that. You know, always clicking
yeah,
like on
I'm the
everybody.
Same way.
On everybody's stuff. So I want everybody just to give a brief introduction of yourself. We're going to start with ladies first since we got Shalee in here. This is the first time that I've talked to her, and I got to tell you, before anybody else tell you, I love everything you do. Okay, go on.
I don't know where you guys want me to begin. I'm doing it because it needs to be done, y'all. It needs to be done. Social media, we allow them to put this stuff out there, so let's just do it. I'm tired of seeing black women in reality shows, and they're beautiful black women, and they're being portrayed so negatively. So I found my niche. It took me getting hit by a car a couple of years ago, but I figured it out, y'all. So this will not go anywhere. It's always been in me. I've been drawing since I remember, from chalk to crayon to pen to pencil. You know, now I'm digital.
Yes.
So I love black people, and we need to love each other. So I'm going to produce the best art that I can. And my husband is a writer, and he has written some spectacular scripts, y'all. I just wish I'm a well enough artist to bring his compelling story to you guys as well as I read it. So I'm here. I'm not going nowhere, and that's what's up.
That's what I'm
talking
about.
Well, one day I'm going to have to get I'm going to have to get your husband on the show as well, because I write as well. So, yeah, that'll be an interesting interview as well.
Yes. We have 15 years in, y'all, so 15 years. That's a milestone within itself.
Oh, yeah. Brother Ant, tell your story on how you joined the ICC also.
Oh, well, Kimberly Mosberry, I ran into her on DeviantArt, and then I had started looking at the groups and things she was interested in, because I hadn't used Facebook or any social networks prior to that, just other than family, because my husband was in the military. We always used it as a form of communication. So then I was in the black world and artists and seeing, what are all black people looking at, right? So as I stumbled across it, Capillary, she's very active in the group, and I was looking at the people's art. Hey, there's a pretty active group on ICC. I love them. Great
cool.
Supportive group.
Well, I guess it's, since the ladies went, I guess it's the men's turn, right, Taz?
Right. Go ahead.
Well, let me say, first of all, it's a pleasure to talk to Ms. Shalee. This is the first time we talked a little bit on Facebook before, but this is the first time that we've actually talked on the phone. Now, me and Terrence Artis Baker, we've talked on the phone quite a bit. So I'm quite familiar with Mr. Baker. And, <there's> a, and I don't know, is Raymond on?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, hey, Raymond, how you doing?
What's going on?
Okay, so I got involved with, Taz, you know this, because me and you talked about this before we joined the group.
Yes, I know it, but now it's time to tell the world, so go ahead.
Okay. All right. Well, I know one day, me and Taz, we were discussing art one day, and Taz, I was very interested in this character, Shay Diamond. And, you know, then we started reminiscing about the old days of when we were kids and how we were into comic books and things like that. I told him a story about how I used to steal comic books and stuff. So I've always been active with comic books. But then Taz introduced me to, well, he told me about the ICC group. And when I took a look at the actual group and I saw all the amazing art, and I was just shocked. I was like, oh, my God. And then I realized there was a whole bunch of folks that was in it. I think whenever I first joined it, it was less than 1,000 people when I joined. Wasn't it? Terrence,
it was about 400 people in there.
Right, exactly. You know, so I was there from practically the beginning to whenever it blossomed to where it is at now. And I'm just amazed by the art, and I'm amazed by the styles, the different styles that people have in the group, and each and every one of them have something different to say and different. But what makes it all come together is that how everybody, you know, stays together. We're there for each other. We are always positive with each other. I just can't wait for some of these Comic Cons to come together so I can start meeting these guys face to face, because it's going to be a blast whenever that happens.
Yes.
Yes.
Raymond.
Okay. All right. This is Raymond Sanders. Of course, me and Taz have worked together for the past couple of years on the Shay Diamond book. This is my first time talking to Terrence and Shelley. I hope I'm saying that correct. But you know, when I joined the ICC, Terrence sent me the invite, and you know, I was like, okay, I'll join and, you know, see what this group is about. And it's just, I think when I joined, it was close to the very beginning. I can't remember how many members, but every day I was going up there to see, you know, what was posted. And I barely go to my regular Facebook page now. I just go to the IGC. And, you know, it's so many artists that, you know, we've formed so many collaborations since the group started. Shelley has done some commissions for me. Once I get around to getting them colored, I start posting them. But Terrence, I'm working on his character, Night Wolf. I'm doing the second issue right now. And it's just so many connections I've made with different artists and writers from this group. I think it's very important because, you know, when you're out there by yourself, you feel like you got to do it all on your own. And then, you know, this group came about and it was like, wow, you know.
Yeah.
I can contact this person if I need help with this, or I can contact this writer or this colorist or this inker. And it's just, you know, I'm very glad for the group. It's even increased the sales of probably a bunch of our books online. I mean, you know, we post a link and people from the group just go to it and check out the book. And I'm like, wow, I could barely sell a book online. But, you know, now the word is getting out. So, you know, I'm happy with it. I'm glad it was started. And I'm just ready to see what's next.
Right.
Well, Artist Baker, a.k.a. Terrence.
I agree with everything they're saying 100%, because wow, it's just an honor to have so many wonderful, creative, talented individuals. from everybody has their own little piece in it, and it's all contributing. I mean, you log on any time of the day, I'm serious, and somebody's posting something, and you're like, wow, that's pretty good. And I got to tell you, I'm probably getting addicted to it, because I used to never be on Facebook. But, I mean, because we have so many wonderful people in there and talented people, you know, we're able to get the website now, and I mean, everybody is contributing daily. I could just start naming people, and the list will go on for about 30 minutes at least. So in order to do, you know, respect for everybody, I'll say that everybody in there that's actually doing stuff, you know, they keep doing it. I mean, obviously you got a lot of people that are just, you know, just they're just going to look and see what you guys are doing. You'll never hear from them. But that's with any group and on Facebook. But these guys, I mean, the talent is amazing. I'm serious. I'm in awe at how much talent we have. So thank you all.
I want each and everybody to talk about their input into the group, basically their character, their projects. I know as soon as I found out that I had Pink Hammer was out, I ran and got that copy like I was running online. I was like, I got to get this because I already had ideas about that already with my character, and I was like, I got to know what this character is about. And I want artists to talk about some of the characters that he's developed, because everything I see you put out, bro, I'll be going, man, that's pretty nice right there. That's pretty nice right there. I'm like, dang, this cat got a whole library of characters. So speak us about some of your projects as well, artists, and then we'll go down the line with artists Raymond and Ant, and then we'll say the best for last. Like,
You got it. Of course, my pleasure. I mean, first of all, yeah, well, thank you, first of all, for even, you know, saying that and bringing those certain instances up. Right now, currently, I'm working for Anthony, the Pencil Man, and we're going to hopefully get that done here within a month, if not sooner. I had actually got delayed because I'm working on several projects at one time. I'm multitasking. And as everybody here knows, the time, there's only 24 hours in the day, and it's just not enough time to get everything done. So things do get delayed. And when you're doing it all by yourself, which I think a lot of us are, I mean, it's a lot of work. It's an incredible amount of work. But Pencil Man is what I'm going to be putting out next. Some people in the group have seen that I'm doing some of my older homemade comics, which are comics that I've had for years just sitting in the closet. I'm finally getting around to publishing some of those, you know, so... my big brother James Bethel helped me, you know, inspired to do that. He said, you got books right here, why don't you put them out too? And so finally I started doing it. So Pencil Man is coming out, and then we got Alex Fernandez, Body Jumpers, and of course I'm doing Pink Hammer number 2, which is The Reign of the Dark Hammer, followed by a whole bunch of other Baker individual series and stuff like that. But I tell you, I cannot be more excited to be working with everybody. I mean, Raymond's got, you know, I'm in the summer, I'm going to do a Fierce for him as well. My gosh, where the list just does not end. I mean, there's a lot to do because we have such a variety of characters in this group, you know. But I can tell you right now, I'm going to keep going. I'm not stopping. And that's from Terrence Baker.
Mr. Baker.
Okay. Well, the most recent work I've done, another member of the group that's not on, Chester Colston, he just released the Independent Authority Issue 1, myself, Terrence, and New World Comics all contributed artwork to it, and he just released that. So, of course, the Shea Diamond book, which I drew for Taz, should be coming out very soon once I make the final corrections. And, you know, after that, like Terrence said, I'm working on Night Wolf Issue 2 for Baker Comics. It's just, you know, I see the work that he do, and I know what he's going through. You know, like he's trying to put out a whole universe, and that's what I was trying to do from the beginning. I said, you know, I just wanted to lend him a hand and, you know, just draw an issue for him just to help out. So, you know, after that, of course, the new Fear series is still in the works with writer Gabriel Smith. You know, we're, you know, that's going to be our big our big release, hopefully by the end of the year or sometime early next year. And, you know, other than that, you know, usually a project just comes my way, and I'm like, it's kind of hard to turn them down. You know, it's like I don't have the time, but then it's like, you know, I love drawing, so I usually take it. It just, whenever I have time, you know, I just stay up late at night, early in the morning, you know, when the kids are asleep, or when I got spare time at work, I'm sketching and drawing. So who knows, what I may be releasing something next week saying, hey, I'm working on this book. So.
Right.
Brother Ant. Well, like Terrence Baker said, I did the writing part on for my character, Pencil Man, and me and him did it. We're doing a collaboration on his first publication, so I'm really looking forward to that. I think you guys are going to be very – it's a different character that people are going to be very surprised about when they finally read it, because whatever you're thinking, that's not what it is. That's not what Pencil Man is about. Taz, you know, because you've done some writing for Pencil Man, so you would understand. I'm still looking forward to the Shade Diamond and Pencil Man collaboration that you're doing. As far as Raymond Sanders goes, I think I talked to you before, Raymond, online about helping me come up with something, a storyline later on in the year, maybe around September, maybe even October, somewhere around there, for my first publication that I would love to do for Fallen Sky. Right. Now, when you guys see Fallen Sky, that's another baby that I would love to have come out. So I got a couple of different things that I would love to work on. And don't forget about the you guys, Raymond and Terrence. Don't forget about Imperial. Don't forget about iHero. That's another project that we are – that's enough. But every artist in the ICC is getting involved in, or wants to get involved in, because that is massive. And I'm glad for my participation in that.
Yeah.
And as far as the best for last that you said, Taz, with Michelle A, she did commission something for me before for a concept for the very first of Fallen Sky, so I'm going to be looking forward to her doing some other things for me soon. So that's where I'm at, and hopefully everything will work out right.
Well, if you work for it, if you work for it, you shall reap some type of return, right?
That's right.
Explain what you got going on, because I love every time you post for Stanky Productions. I love everything that you post on. Wow.
Y'all know, before she gets started, I got to say that y'all know I'm a PG kind of guy, but but the stuff that she posts, you just got to say, wow.
Yeah,
she'll
be putting it down.
I'm sorry, I didn't say that. I'm giving you a radio hug right now. Go ahead, explain that.
Okay, well, let me explain that Thank You Productions, because I'm just going to be producing more than what you see here. I haven't even released any comic book pages or anything of the graphic novel sorts to the mature audience with no sex in it and just action, you know, blood and gore and all that whatnot. But right now I'm just building the foundation of that Thank You. So I'm showing you what I've been doing all my life, which is drawing women and pinups and black women that I find attractive. And I have always been that little black princess at heart. So I guess that's why a lot of our women look kind of Disney-ish. But, you know, it got to a point where I'm not finding where I wanted to see. You know, people say, go Wonder Woman, and I'm like, what happened to Nubia, you know? Can Nubia get her own seat? So that's where I'm at. I read these comments in ICC, and you hear the cry from women and men of all colors and races, because there's so many folks now in the group. And the cry is there. So, man, I love to draw. I started with pinups. I've did 3 hentai novels. Those will be released on my site, which will be the Chocolate Hentai.
Yes.
So, and that's just going to be $5 a month. No more than
cable or Hulu or whatnot, but you'll have independent art written by my husband or myself, all drawn by me, that I'll be producing something either every week or every other week. My technology can't keep up with me right now, so I have to rely on my old computer. But that's okay. When stuff gets better, I'll get better technology, right? So,
right.
And, hey, I wanted to say real quick, my wife, she loves your stuff. My wife loves your stuff. I'm telling you right now.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's great news to hear. To hear that other black women are enjoying this. I'm trying to do it tastefully, class. You know what I find tasteful and classy. You won't find me cussing unless it's part of the storyline. I'm not that type of woman. It's just not necessary. But the sexuality that needs to be driven for our black woman and have that positive note, I think I can bring that to the table. I know I can bring it to the table, and I need to just put it out there for the world to see. Nike got it right. Just do it. You know.
Work it.
Until eventually people will notice. Enough people will notice and say, hey, this woman has talent, and other folks will notice, and our community, we can start sticking together. Look, another black woman has talent. She's drawing black women. I mean, really, come on now. So I'm doing Hente novels right now. We have Arkstone Chronicles, which is a post-apocalyptic storyline going on, about black folks trying to figure out what's going on, but it's kind of cybernetic and post-futuristic, and I'm really looking forward to finishing that up. We just figured out the character layout and the bones of the story, but like I said, I've been working on Hente so much, it's like I got to get out of drawing big tits and asses for a minute.
She has her heart on that one. Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying, I love mystical, I love big titty bitches, you know, I know black men and men in general love big booties, but I love big titties, just, you know, let me rest my head right there, and we all good. I love chocolate, so, you know, the darker the berry, we good. What better? Sexy could exude sexy. I've been told I'm sexy all my life, and I'm 34 years old. It's like, come on now. I can get sexy down. Let's see if we can get action down. So,
let me tell a little bit about myself. I write, and I'm just strictly a writer. I love art. Loved comics since I was a little kid. Still do, and love cartoons, superhero cartoons, with a lot of fighting and good overcoming evil and all that good stuff. I write Shea Diamond. I also writing Pencil Man. And I like that other people are doing their own thing with everybody's character changing around a little bit, because it's good to have change within a different character and see how somebody else views your character. And that's what I like about the group, because everybody's kind of like, you know, giving ideas.
Yeah.
And if not giving ideas, they are
yes.
saying, well, I'll help you draw this, and I'll put something out for you. And I can't wait to read the version of Pencil Man that artist and Ant is doing, you know, vice,
oh, yeah.
you know, versus mine. Because I told them, they don't have to go together. They don't have to go together. That's just my version. That'd be his version. Hell, he's still Pencil Man. I hope he still wins, like I'm writing to win. You know what I'm saying? So and besides all that, I do music, too. I do my own. I got my own music production company. I do this web radio show. I interview artists across the country, as well as write my own Black Soap Opera, too. So I do a lot of stuff besides doing the comic book end, but I'm very fascinated on this end. That's why I had you guys come in and actually talk.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate it.
I want to at least somebody say something about it. What inspired y'all to, I mean, there had to be something you've seen that you really like that say, hey, I want to do that. Because there's a couple of Batman comic books that I read, and I was, like, fascinated by the writing. You know, it wasn't no bubblegum stuff. It was some stuff you had to actually look up. So
science fiction all the way out there, like imaginations running wild. How did you guys get involved in doing what you're doing as far as your imagination and your inspiration? I'll go back with Shalay to start it off, and we'll kick it back around again.
How did I get started with imagination? Man, my imagination has never been lost. Man, inspiration, I have kids. I'm inspired by, man, I have teenagers, and that's the money right there. They'll tell me yes or no in a hot second. You know what I'm saying? If it don't fly by a teenager, it's going to fail. It's just not going to fail. So, but I've never grew out of that child standard. If you lose your imagination as an adult, a lot is lost. Man, you have to have an imagination.
Preach.
It's iconic. Because this is just this is bad. But, I mean, it's not to say that I feed my imagination, too. I watch anime all day, you know what I'm saying, while I'm drawing all day. I play video games. If you feed the imagination should feed you back. And imagination is more important than creativity because without one, you can't have the other. So it's right. Never been lost. I still read comic books. I still watch cartoons, you know, and I laugh. So if you can't do that, you can't draw that. You know what I'm saying? I'm inspired by my children and my husband and the imagination around me. Just keep feeding your imagination. It'll feed you back.
Brother Ann.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, well, my imagination has always been inspired by comic books. I like Shelley, you know, if you don't lose it, if you lose that imagination, if you lose it, then everybody has a child inside of them, or they should, you know, and for me, you know, growing up, reading superhero comic books, Spider-Man was my favorite superhero of all time. So the first comic book that I ever read was a Spider-Man comic book, and then it just led to the Fantastic Four, to the Avengers, to going over to DC, reading Superman and Batman, and, you know, and then I've always had that little kid at heart reading the still with the Flintstones and with the Jetsons and with Bugs Bunny, you know, and here I am now today, 40 years later, and I'm still the same way, you know. You can't lose that little kid inside of you, because if you do, then you can't do this. And like you, Taz, I found my passion again really whenever I really joined ICC, and I was one of those ones that was, you know, because I'm more of a writer part, because, you know, but when I got with Terrence, and Terrence gave me the initiative to, you know, to further my goals or whatever as far as the group goes, and, you know, he encouraged me to, you know, step out of my box and grow, you know, because yep. I was very reluctant to tell people about Pencilman because I didn't know how Pencilman would be perceived. But Terrence had a hand in really telling me that I should really push it, and I'm glad I did because now, you know, a lot of people have taken to Pencilman, and, you know, I'm very grateful and very humbled by the experience. And I'm never going to lose this little kid attitude that I have, because if I do, then I will no longer desire to do this. And I'll never lose that edge of being a kid at heart.
Wow.
So
that's great.
I'm glad for that.
Yeah.
Raymond?
Well, it started for me at probably around 5 years old. I knew at that point that I wanted to draw comic books. My dad would draw pictures for me, and then my older brother, he got into it. So, you know, we would draw out of comic books. And, Taz, you've heard me say on the show before, you know, my brother was my biggest inspiration as far as becoming an artist, because everything I did to impress him. I just wanted him to say he liked it, and he would rip everything I drew apart. I mean, but I'm glad for it, because it made me more determined to get it right and to keep trying harder. So He was just, you know, giving me criticism to make me a better artist. And, you know, I just grew up and through middle school, high school, you know, I just said I want to draw comics, and I was just drawing them in class. Got in trouble a lot for doing it, but, you know, I just did it every single day, you know, as I got older, you know, got married, and as Shalay said, you know, I have three kids now, and I kind of put it down for a while because I felt like I didn't have the time to do it, and almost like it wasn't important anymore because I had to focus on my family, but, you know, my wife always been supportive of my dreams and, you know, watching my kids get older, you know, it's just, they inspire me to keep doing this so they can see that whatever you want to do, you know, you can do it. So I just keep doing it. I'm like, I
That's
do
right.
this. My hands won't allow me to do it anymore. You know, it's just been something that, you know, as everybody in the group probably say the same thing, you know, it's just been my lifelong dream, and I'm going to just continue to do it.
Go ahead, Terrence.
Wow. Raymond's story is very similar to mine, and I never knew that. I mean, like I said, ever since I picked up a pencil, probably in elementary school, I've been doodling and sketching. And I guess when I picked up my first comic book, I said, I like this kind of stuff. You know, it's interesting. My first inspiration was probably my old man because, you know, he's an artist and he could just draw stuff out the blue. He was painting superheroes on my wall and stuff when I was in elementary school. And, you know, my story is quite simple. I just started looking at pictures in comics and then eventually I started reading them. You go through your stages of what kind of professional comic books artists that you enjoy and you like their styles and stuff like that. So, you know, as time progressed, you know, came out of school, I was still doodling on the side here and there. Never thought about publishing anything or doing anything professional. Never thought about that. At one point, you know, sent a submission up to DC in my teen years. Well, actually, probably early 20s, I guess, yeah. Never heard back from them, so you know that typical story. Did my stint in the military, finally came out, and I said, you know what, I'm going to try this one more time. And I did it one more time, and I finally caught this is what I want to do on the side, you know. I got a family, too. My oldest boy in the military now. My youngest one, you guys see him on the site. I post pictures of him. I guess I'm kind of fortunate in a way because my wife, you know, Deidre, she cosplays as a couple of the characters here, you know, Pink Hammer and stuff like that, and she enjoys it. So it tells me it appeals to a mass of people in one way or another. You know, I'm trying to make my little independent miniature films and stuff like that, YouTube here. Indie films here and there, and the group not only concentrates on just, you know, comic book art, but independent films and all that. We have all these other types. There's some poetry in there. We see that every now and then. There's a lot of writers in there, too, so I'm really fortunate, I think, to be even exposed to all of you guys right now at this point. And every time, like I said, every day it's like my routine. As soon as I get home, clean up, wash dishes, whatever, and then I'm logging on to Facebook. What's happening in ICC, you know? And it's constant. Every day you see something in there. It just does not end. So, again, I think the greatest thing that's been a satisfaction to me was creating the ICU because we got a label there that everybody, I encourage everybody, look, use this label. You can publish your books with this. It just signifies you're a part of the ICC. You know, however you want to print, whatever you want to print, just use that label. And it's making us grow. Perhaps that's one of the reasons we're expanding so much. And like I said to everybody, I couldn't be happier. I'm just so happy to be a part of you guys.
I want you guys to talk amongst yourselves. I mean, not like we in a classroom setting and everybody just talking one at a time, orderly a little bit. But ask each other questions if you got questions for each other. Or I mean, because I know some of you guys, this is your first time talking to each other. I know that is correct.
Yes, it is. Okay, who wants to go first?
Well, I have something for Shalay. Shalay, I sent you a message a while back about a project I want to work on with you. It's an African story for the ICC. And funny thing about it is you started posting characters, female characters, like African warriors, stuff like that, and I'm like, wow. I'm like, she's already creating characters. similar to what I was I wanted you to do. I was like, so basically I was wondering, is that for a story you're currently working on, or are those just pinups you were doing? Because
no, that was exercises for a story I'm working on called Dread Tech. It's the manga style high school setting, except it's of course it's blackface, and it's almost like Black Panther, but you know, technology is more updated, and it's a standalone island where the kids go of privilege and non-privilege and learn their traits and their African heritage or whatever their animal magical power may be that coincides with them. So that was just purely warm-up and trying to learn my tools in Manga Studio. I know you guys put up a lot of stuff and questions about Photoshop. I have no idea about Photoshop. I'm so poor and broke, and my computer is so old. I bought a program that was compatible with the technology I have, a little Wacom tablet and whatnot. So a couple of them was just playing with the symmetry tool, too, trying to figure out, watching their guys do it on YouTube and time themselves 15, 20 minutes and do a full character concept. So that's what I was doing again. And let me tell you, it's been really tough because there is no resources for us out there, y'all. You can't type in how to draw a black person, and it's nothing's going to pop up. You might get little tidbits here and there, but it's not what you need. So, you know, trying to get that information that you need, I think we need to stick together and really relay the information back to each other, because this is a stepping stone that's being really tough, you know. So that's what I was doing. I haven't stopped doing that. I just don't publish that as much because it's truly graphic stories that I'm working on.
Well, you do some great work. Let me tell you right now, if you're doing all that on an old computer, and wow, I mean, every time I look at your work, I'm like, wow, that's amazing.
Thank you, thank you. I mean, if I'm not drawing, I'm reading about how to draw or how to use my programs or what it means, you know what I'm saying? I don't do anything else. After I got hit by the car and got T-bone and had this long talk with my husband, that's what I've been doing all day, every day. It's that nagging drive in me to be successful. If I don't work or take a commission, I don't get paid. There's no other income coming in. And being a manicurist prior to this, I don't want to touch any more feet. I really don't. So I'm going to be successful. Y'all watch out for me. I'm a storm to be reckoned with. I'm coming.
Oh, yeah.
I broke in slowly, and I'm not going nowhere. I have faith in a couple of these stories that I'm going to draw from my husband that are so compelling that it might get picked up. I'm that excited. I don't want to overexcite myself that I can't amp myself up not to draw his own story. That's how hopeful I am, and hopeful in myself, because if you guys have been following me the past year, I can see the growth in my art as well, because going from paper to digital is a total different medium. My hat's off to these folks. It's hard.
Other
questions. That's all I do is draw. I mean, I have a question for Artist Baker.
Yes, ma'am.
When's the last time you played with action figures?
Wow. Let me see. My son got some Power Rangers in his room yesterday.
It's so strange to ask that question, but every time I see Pink Hammer, she's doing an action stance, you know what I'm saying? I want to see her in something a little, just a bit more compelling, and I think you would get that playing with action figures. Keep playing with them. It's been helping me dramatically on some of these fight scenes. I'm playing with G.I. all day, like, for real. Sometimes I got to get outside the grass and to get that setting and that perspective. I don't understand perspective. So sometimes you got to set up the whole scene You know what I'm saying? G.I. Joes are fun, and they cheat too.
You got it. Absolutely. No problem.
Pink Camera is a very unique and different type of character. You got to get her first issue to understand what's really going on with Pink Camera, because that 50-year thing that you came up with, Paris, that's kind of unique. You know, that she'll have the powers for 50 years, and then she'll turn her powers over to another woman of virtue. That's kind of
a
unique spin on a story. I kind of like that, you know.
Thank you very much. That's an honor to hear.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of cool. You know, I'm looking forward to Pink Hammer, the Dark Hammer. Remember, Terrence, I told you, I said, wow, she's already going to be bad before she gets to issue number two.
Yes, I remember you told me that. Yes, I do. Thank you. I appreciate that. I really do.
And I know Raymond, I'm still mad at you, though, Raymond, because you told me that the IPF number two, I wanted to get that, but you never gave me the information for it.
No, I'm going to have to mail you a copy of that. That's the only one I don't have a link for on any planet, and I have a few physical copies with me, so I just, I know you sent me your address, I just got to get around to mail it.
Yeah, you need to send it, because, you know, I love that story, you know, I love the characters, and I love all those characters. I like Pierce. I got 7 issues of Pierce, I think. I ordered them all at one time.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
I'm still looking forward to my man Taz's first issue with Shea Diamond. I'm still looking for that. So hopefully that'll come up soon. And with all my characters that I have, I'm still looking forward to a lot more collaborations with my characters along with everybody else's characters. So that's one reason why I asked you, Raymond, for the drawing that you did of Fierce and Pencil Man, because I kind of like identify Pencil Man with Fierce, your character, and I really love that, you know. So I'm looking forward to a lot more collaborations like that.
And I totally agree with what he just said, you know, the collaborations, because we're all creators, and in one way or another, I mean, you're writers, you're artists, and we're putting all these things together. And, you know, one of my ultimate goals is to have us all together one day, one convention at that booth together, just like 3 or 5 booths side by side with each other, you know, and let's just, that's my one goal that I want to see happen one day with all of us, you know.
And that almost happened.
That's going to be sooner than he thinks.
Wait, I have a question. Is everyone on the East Coast?
Well, right now I'm in Oklahoma. Right now I'm in Oklahoma City. That's where I'm located at right now. So I'm not on the west. I'm not on the East Coast at this point.
Okay.
I'm in Georgia. Raymond's in Georgia too, I think.
Yes.
And Terrence is in Florida.
I think you're the only one over there in Cali.
Doing it big.
Where are you at, Shalee?
I'm in LA.
So that's what I'm saying.
I want to be able to get over there to the East Coast and have, you know, Artist Maker show me around and whatnot, and get over there to Georgia and get some of them peaches. I want to check that out.
Hey, listen, I'm telling you right now, that's going to be possible one day in the future. If we got to come up with a contribution fund to fly your butt over here and we all meet at a convention, that's what we're going to do. If it comes to that point, we're going to do that. Trust me.
Well, I'm all game for it. I'm all game. I'm about to release these comics, and I'll have content to bring. I don't want to show up empty-handed or just all talk. I'm coming with some boxes, you know what I'm saying, to make some money.
Conventions are fun. I love conventions, man. I love conventions. It's so much fun. They really are.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm going to do different stuff. upsetting from here in L.A. because, you know, I'm a Cali girl. I'm used to all different races, but when I look at some of these postings and I see seas of black faces, I'm in awe because that doesn't happen here. You know what I'm saying? When you go to a comic convention here, you're going to get every walk of life. I want to know what that feels like to be in Georgia and see the black community come out. To me, that's going to be very life-changing in my world. I'm sorry to say, but, you know, it is what it is. I want to see that. I want to see that camaraderie.
I think they're having OnyxCon this weekend in Atlanta.
Yeah, they had one. This is one of the first ones I missed, but this is the Sankofa one. They usually do it for Black History Month, but they have their OnyxCon convention. It's usually August around 16th or 17th, whatever that Saturday is. And I did that first year they did that convention was the first year I had my first issue of Fierce, and I heard about it at the last minute. And I'm going to tell you, it's a convention where all you see is black artists, black writers, you know, everybody's welcome. You see a few different races from time to time, but for the most part, it's all black fans, and they come in, and some of them are so shocked to see black superheroes. And, you know, I've done this convention every year but once due to a death in the family, and, you know, just to see the same ones come back and be like, you know, I read your book, and, you know, now I'm creating my own superhero, and it's good to see a character I can relate to, you know. It just...
Yes.
It's one of those conventions you have to do at least once. I mean, it's...
Yes, I agree.
I think everybody who can make it, maybe not this year, but maybe we plan something for next year because they have it every year in August, you know. I think you guys will really just enjoy seeing the energy and the people, and all the creators there are so willing to share advice. And it's
right, if you guys get the information, I know that Raymond, I know you said the one for the one there in Georgia. If you guys can get the information, as long with you, Terrence, along with the Comic Con there in Orlando, if you guys can get those together, I think a year would be a perfect time because from this point, so next year, because isn't the one for in Orlando this month?
MegaCon is March 21st this month. So yeah.
Okay. So,
but
so
I totally agree with you. We gotta as soon as you find out information, just put it out so people can put it on their calendar and make plans. You know.
Right. Because I remember we tried to do that back in November, and it was
and they had all the booths sold out.
Going. Right. Yeah, so yeah. So we know from this we know that we need to do something in advance.
Yeah, it'd be cool to meet everybody in person.
Yeah.
The conventions
are just one aspect of it, but I want you guys to know, and it's Terrence talking, how much it really means to me that each one of you guys come into that group every day or when you come into it and you contribute and you make your comments, you post your artwork. Every time one of you guys do that, it's so special to me. I cannot begin to tell you how grateful I am that you guys, you know, found the group, however you did, and you joined it and you continue to contribute. Because when the small guy who, you know, he may just draw his comic on napkins and stuff like that, when he sees us posting that great artwork, he's inspired. I'm telling you now, because so many people IM me, he's like, wow, this is great. Look what this person did. Look what they created, you know. And we're showing some people are giving advice on, you know, this tablet, this software, this book, this tutorial, and stuff like that. And people are actually following that. And they IM me every day. You know, every time I log on, it's like I'm getting requests to join and where can I find this artist and that person and stuff like that. So it's working. The network... it's really working, and I'm not just saying that. I see it every day. I'm telling you guys. So I am so grateful for everybody who contributes to that thing. Thank you so much.
I'm glad everybody called in. I set these shows up like I think Raymond's been on every one.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, well, I set these shows up and want to talk to different people about comics and about drawing and about creating. And I love the fact that I'm involved with it because I love to write. And I envision these things, seeing stuff that I've thought about going, wow, man, that's nice right there. And, man, that dude is bad right there. And I'm glad we're networking with a lot of people. And I wanted to do this show so we could get to know each other. I have further shows in the future where we can talk to other artists, too, that's in the room as well. So I want to thank you guys for being on. Artists, I'm sure you're going to post this show on the site, correct?
Yes, sir.
I already knew that when you asked me the question the other day.
The only question I got is when will the link be available?
It'll be available in about, I guess I want to say 15 minutes after the show is off.
Okay.
You'll be able to go back, anybody be able to go back and download the show and put the link on their page or whatever. Again, I want to thank Artist Baker for coming in, Raymond Sanders, Ant-Man, Anthony Peterson, and Shalay for coming in. Thank you very much for making it very interesting for people that want to create and want to do comics, man. I hope a lot of people download this show and, you know, just listen. And matter of fact, hopefully join the group on Facebook. And Artist Baker, say the link again.
The link for, okay, the website is www.independentcreatorsconnection.com, and the link on Facebook is a whole bunch of numbers and letters, and I can't remember right now. Sorry, but I'll post it on the thing tonight.
And Raymond, give you where people can hit you up at.
You can find me on Facebook as well. You know, type in Raymond Sanders or Fantasy Art Comics. I have a blog page, www.fantasyartcomics.blogspot.com. And, you know, I'm always on Facebook, so you can. That's your quickest way to find me.
There you go.
Ant-Man, give your information out.
I'm not as advanced as Raymond and Terrence.
Anyway.
But you can find me on Facebook, too. Just look up Anthony Ant-Man Peterson. I'm on Facebook. And you can always find me inside the ICC group. I'm always there. Pencilman has a page, too. So you guys can look up Pencilman, too, and that's Pencilman's page. And that is my information.
Shalay, give me information.
Yes. All right. Well, I'm known mostly by DJ Don't Touch the Trim. So if you've seen that art, that is my art done by Shalay Askew. You can tweet me at DJZP3 or Facebook me at Best Thank You Productions or find me on DeviantArt as DJ Don't Touch the Trim, one word. But if you go to either one of those sites, they all link together. I'm also on Google Plus, and that seems to be doing well. I have no reason why. But no complaints. So I just want to tell everybody, keep pen hustling. That's my slogan, keep pen hustling. And shout out the Independent Creators Network. I mean, y'all been doing it really big, and I just thank you, artists, for setting that up.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And Taz, thank you too. I really appreciate this tonight. I really appreciate this, Taz.
Oh, it's all good, brother. Hey, that's what it's all about. Unity in numbers, and we shall overcome. All that. For real. I want to thank everybody for being in. I'm going to leave you with one of my friends. She's from Florida, matter of fact. Nichelle Colvin, one of her songs, Next Payday. That's what we're reaching for, that Next Payday. For real. Again, thank everybody for coming in.
Aaron B., help me out with the situation. Help me out with the situation.
Aaron B.
Help me out with the situation. You were so alone.
forte. I just put up for sale. The situation ain't right for me. And I say, oh well, oh well. Look on the bright side. At least you got your help. It ain't always about wealth. The Father's always taking care of me. But until then, I don't have a dime until next day. Got a golden stone, milk's $4 a gallon next day. Got a golden stone, juice $5 a gallon next day. This light bill just took all I had next day. My rent's due, my electric's due, my gas next day. Mailman just brought me a medical bill next day. Mailman just brought me a credit card next bill day. Gas prices, high prices, and I don't understand why. So
I don't have a time.
Next day, I'm getting my hustle on. This phone's a folks that's grown, working up a sweat,
working up a sweat,
working off this,
working off this day.
Got me on the run because of my lack of funds.
I don't have a time.
Next day, I'm getting my hustle on.
My hustle on.
This phone's a folks that's grown. Working up a sweat,
working up a sweat,
working off this debt. All up in the hood,
all up in the hood.
Wishing things was good, but
I don't have a time next day.
I got bad news today. My boy just got laid off. Now that is the crying shame. 20 years on the job, but we've been being through tougher days than this. We done suffered for years, and still we exist.
Tell the boy to come.